makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Thursday, September 11th, and the big news of the day is that because of Hurricane Ike, the Texans have rescheduled Sunday's game against the Ravens for Monday night at 7:30 p.m. That game will be shown on local TV. The Texans tried to make it business as usual on Thursday, but Hurricane Ike was on everyone's mind, especially tight end Owen Daniels, who actually took meteorology classes in college.
I'm taking it minute by minute, hour like you guys are. I've never been in one before. I'm interested to see what it might be like. I know it's going to be bad if it comes through. I'm smart enough to know that since I've got a little background in meteorology. So the way it looks right now, we're on the bad side of things. We're on the wrong side of the storm. So I don't know if a lot of other guys realize how bad it might get. But.
The players practice twice today and will get Friday off to prepare for the storm. Once again, they'll play their Liberty White liftoff home opener on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Amon Green will be day-to-day with an ankle sprain going into the game. The Texans can't risk carrying only two backs on their roster, so they signed Darius Walker from the practice squad.
Well, I actually got the word yesterday from Mr. Smith and Coach Kubiak as well that I would be moved up and getting ready to play this week. It means a lot to me. You know, I'm excited about the opportunity again to get a chance to showcase what I can do, but I also know that you know I have a job to do and they expect me to perform at a high level.
Steve Slayton will most likely be named the starter in the game. It's a huge task for the rookie who will be facing linebackers like Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, I mean, coming in with OTAs and minicamp, I don't think I could picture this right now. But I'm just happy my teammates helped me prepare well, and looking forward to this weekend.
The bright spot of the day was a miracle of sorts. Terry Williams returned to the Texans field for the first time since injuring his neck in August. The wide receiver walked gingerly and wore a neck brace, and he gave perspective to a team that had been a little down after its loss to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm coming to grips with everything, you know. You still be sad about the situation that you can't play football no more, but at the same time, you just got to look at the brighter part of life. You know, you got to really think what life is about. It's about family, you know, God, family, you know, and helping other people. So, you know, I'm walking, you know. When I was down there in Dallas, I couldn't walk, you know. When I was down there on the field, when the play happened, I couldn't walk. I couldn't feel nothing. And that was scary, you know. I thought I was going to be paralyzed from the neck down. And I'm happy to be walking, man. You know, that's a big part of life, you know, walk around and be able to do what you want to do. So that's what I'm happy for, and that's it.
As always, thanks for listening. Texans fans, be safe out there. We'll be back next week.
All you Texans, get up and scream.